some of these look terribly small, almost as if they're mosquitoes.
Yeah, they could do. But as you get to see them, they've got two pairs of wings, and actually they are proper bees.
How do you define bee, then?
So, well, essentially it's a hymenoptera, so it has a small pinched waist that you can see. All of these bees have that.
They're always very particular about their figure, bees, aren't they?
Oh,
they have a waist.
Yes, they do a lot of flying around, burning off a lot of calories. And they go out and they collect pollen and nectar, so they're vegetarian. Whereas they're kind of their close relatives, the wasps, they're very often carnivorous. And when it comes to crop pollination, these are the unsung heroes of the pollination world. Honeybees do make a contribution, but actually it's the wild bees particularly that are doing most of the work. So for instance, in the UK, think about the huge areas of oilseed and beans and apple crops and also all the soft fruits we have. We've only got enough honeybees to pollinate an absolute maximum, a third. So who does the rest? It's these guys. They work so hard to ensure that we get everything pollinated, not just crops, but all our wildflowers.
Do these bees suffer from varroa?
They don't suffer from varroa, but these guys are in real trouble as well.
It seems what you're saying is even if we sorted out the varroa problem, we'd still have a major issue on our hands.
Absolutely.
The honeybee and hundreds of other species are all in decline. But those other species don't suffer from the varroa mite.
There's no doubt that varroa is lethal. As it's spread across the globe over the past 50 years, it's resulted in the deaths of billions of honeybees. In some countries, including the United States, it's been linked to the disappearance of entire colonies, what they call colony collapse disorder. Here in Britain, though, it's a rather different story. For a start, varroa only affects honeybees, not wild bees, and they've been in decline here as well for some time. And crucially, it only arrived here about 20 years ago, and we know our bees have been dying off for much longer than that. So while it's true that varroa has put an added strain on the honeybees, the evidence would indicate that it's not responsible for the whole problem.